Morning, everyone.
Shh.
A week and a half ago, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tolos, I left my house just after 9:30, planning to get to Gateshead for Shabbos. We got onto the M62, and on the small motorway there was a sign, vehicle on fire. Okay, so we knew there was a bit of traffic ahead. Well prepared. We got there a bit further along, and the tacker there was traffic. And in front of the traffic we could see a lorry on fire. Saw the flames quite a distance away, and there was smoke billowing out of that lorry. It took half an hour for the fire brigades to come. Don't ask me why. Fine, so we waited. Half an hour passed, an hour passed, an hour and a half passed, 2 hours passed. It was getting close to 1 o'clock. No chance of going to go to the Shabbos. The Shabbos, can we get back to Manchester for Shabbos? That was a shame. We weren't the only ones there. I saw another, we went out close to 1 o'clock and started to walk towards the fire brigade to try and tell them what's going on, how we're going to get over Shabbos. We've got religious reasons to get help. I passed 1 year there.
They care.
Yeah, I passed 1 year, I soon see. I passed 1 year there, and he told me there's another 4 years in. Altogether, there's 5 years in. At least 5 mishpachas stuck there, nothing moving, not budging, the cars weren't moving for that amount of time. I went to the fire brigade, I told them we got Shabbat, our Sabbath coming up. They said, forget it. 2 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock, things will start moving. I said, can you open one lane? He said, no, it's not shy to open one lane. Not possible to open one lane, it's all across the lane. All the lanes. It was a Tunus Chois, the Eish Omrim. It was a lorry of sawdust, some say it was a lorry of hay. But it was all across all 3 lanes. It wasn't shaykh to open up any lanes. So they said it's not going to move before 2 o'clock the earliest. And even then, you really have to wait till the tarmac, to be able to cool down. It's so hot from all the fire. Forget about it. I said, we've got sunset at 3:25, 3:30. I need to be back in Manchester for that. He said, forget it. Now please go back to your vehicle. It's against the law to walk on the motorway. Okay, fine. We went back to the vehicle. I called up highways. There's no police. In this matter, there's no police there. The highways are crying to sort out this matter. I called up highways, and I told them, and I'm Jewish, and there's quite a few families here, and if we can't get back to Manchester in time, we're going to have to abandon our vehicle here on the road. They said, you can't do that. It's against the law. So I said, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I want to do what's right. My religion says, I can't drive on Saturday. He said, you'll get a big fine. I said, I'm not bothered. My religion says, give up all the money in the world for my Saturday. You can take my car, don't mind. They didn't know what to say. They've never heard such a thing before. You give up your car for your religion? They couldn't understand it. They said, I'll have to call you back in a few minutes. We'll get back to you. They didn't know what to help me out. And they called me back. And they said, is there any way you can get your car for the whole shoulder? So I said, yeah, there is a bit of space between vehicles, we can maneuver a bit. We can get onto the hard shoulder. He said, okay, get onto your hard shoulder, and then at least it won't be obstructing the motorway when you open up. And we'll take your car off the motorway for you. I was talking to them, and they said, we can only advise you not to abandon your vehicle. It's against the law. We can only advise you. So I said, have you got any other idea? We haven't got really a better idea for you. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll call my rabbi. He said, yeah, call your rabbi, and maybe in such extreme circumstances, we'll give you a leniency. So I said, one thing's clear. I'm not going to get any leniency for me to drive the car. That's out the question. The maximum our rabbi will tell me is that a non-Jew can drive me home. That's the maximum I'll get a leniency. He said, okay. And while we were talking, he told me, I can see on the cameras now that they've just opened up a lane. While we were talking, this was 10 to 2. An hour and a half before Shabbos. 10 to 2. Baruch Hashem. We put in the TomTom drive home instead of going to Gateshead. And we got back to Gate to Manchester, Baruch Hashem, 20 to 3. An hour before Shabbos.
Wow.
We were ready earlier than regular Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, my wife arranged that someone to go to Food Bliss to buy her food for Friday night. And they were just closing, they got there in time, about 1 o'clock. And even my shogah, Shabbos morning, we split the meal, we had Shabbos Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem, everything, al makom yavo b'shalom. Abba Maisa, what would you do in this matzah if you were stuck, hopefully it shall never to anyone, but the best thing is to be prepared for everything. At 1 o'clock, I was declaring to do, what am I going to do in 2 hours' time? I wasn't declaring at 3:15, oh, what am I going to do now? At 1 o'clock, I tried to prepare for it. What would you do now, sitting now in Menucha? What would you do, and you can think straight, what would you do in such a matter? In the middle of nowhere, there's nowhere to go to. Leeds will take you longer probably to get to than back to Manchester. You're out of time. What are you going to do?
How far were you in Manchester?
I was probably 40 minutes to get to the Prestwich, and then 10 minutes to get home. It's about 40 minutes, back. What would you do? You're stuck here in the motorway, no one's moving. If you've got an idea how to deal with highways, how to educate the going, I don't know. It would be a very good idea to know. They didn't know the Muslim. You give up your religion, tells you can't drive, it's against the law. That's sure it won't happen. Right, so probably they'll go. I asked them, rather, can I have a police escort back on the hard shoulder, take me back to the last exit? Well, five families here. No one's using the hard shoulder now, it's all empty. Take us back that way. He said, no. We have to leave it open for emergency vehicles in case someone has to come. So that wasn't it, sir. So what would you do? So the Meister, when you were not there, the Shaila, the Emma is two different
than the Kuddish. You leave Thursday night, not Friday.
What would you do? It's exact. We left 6 hours before Shabbos. It doesn't happen such a thing. You're stuck in the motorway for 3.5 hours. So what would you do in a mitzvah? Either if you were stuck there or you were asked this shayut. I'd rather ask somebody when I got back to Friday night to the shul. Ask somebody. The mitzvah, what would you have done? He said, I would have called you. The mitzvah, it doesn't help. What would you do in a mitzvah? The mitzvah, there's two shayuts you have to think about. What are you going to do about your family? That's one shayla. What are you going to do about your family? Your family is stuck there. They're not going to let you, even if you stay in the car, they won't let you stay in the car because they always tell you, when you're on the hard shoulder, you have to get out of the car on the outside of the barrier and stand there. What are you going to do? The young kids, whatever you're going to do, it's going to be mamish freezing cold. It's not shy to save the Shabbos. Another shy is what you do about your car. Two different shyness you have to claim. One shy is how you get your family sorted out, and what are you going to do about your car. So the Maisa, we know.
Money or anything like
that? Oh, you're as well? Yeah. What are you going to do about that? The man will be worth as much as he can. But the Maisa, and the Chanam. So the Maisa, we know, Legabi Amir La'akum, asking a goy to do something for you on Shabbos is by Mr. Issa Drabono. And Rabono said, you're not allowed to ask a goy either because it's your Shliach, it's Kilo you put on the light. If you ask a goy to put on the light, it's Kilo you put on the light. Shlichus. Oh, it's for Davar Dava, there's certain speech you can't speak out on Shabbos. Sorry?
Sometimes
an Isser Drabon allowed in a Hashem Maroon. Oh, here we're talking about Isser Deraisa. To drive your car would be Isser Deraisa. To ask a goy to drive a car for you, Isser Deraisa. It's a few Isser Deraisa. First of all, driving the car every time he presses the gas. And besides that, if you're stuck there on Shabbos, your tchum is there on the motorway. If you go out, you'd face mill. Lachayr over here, Zicha, was 8 miles to the last exit. So it's more than you'd face mill, Zicha, to Manchester. So it's Isser Deraisa then. Going out the tchum, you'd be as well as the rice. So you're talking about the rice, you want a goy to do a deraisa to come alocha for you. Now normally you can't ask the goy to do even makom hefsum ruba. There's no heter to ask the goy to do a deraisa for you, makom hefsum ruba. The ganze bala itta that says sometimes one shitter says you could do it's a deraisa to a day goy, it's a terech mitzvah. He doesn't even go out for monetary loss. The hefter, terech mitzvah maybe, but not for monetary loss. So over here, what's going to be, what am I going to do? If I ask the goy, because two historic beds.
Your kids with you.
Oh, very good. So Maisa, we've got the kids over here. So Maisa, we have to find a heter to be able to sort us out. So Maisa, normally there's an Issa Amir La'akum. But besides the Issa Amir La'akum, not everyone realizes there's an Issa also to benefit from a goy. People think, you know, if you hint to a goy, you're hinting, everything's sorted. It's not true. Hinting only sorts out the asking. But besides that, you can't benefit from a goy. If a goy turns a light on in the middle of a Shara Brachas, well, let's say not a Shabbos Suda. You've got a good neighbor, there's a blackout, your fuse went, and the guy sees it, he comes and he knows it's Sabbath, he comes and turns the light on. You can't be nana from it. You didn't ask him to do it. But there's an issa to be nana from what the goat did for you on Shabbos. Nothing to do with Amira. There's an issa to be nana from what the goat did. Now, over here, the chiddush is, Chazal said, so we get out this time of year, the winter, freezing cold outside, let's say there's no heating. So if there's no heating, a person can come unwell from it. Avada, or depends on what age the person is, I hope, if he's young or old, and what age, what type of coldness will cause him to come unwell. But if there's that type of coldness, if it will carry on this way the whole Shabbos, who will get unwell from it, you can already ask a goy now, today, without any hinting. You go to a goy, knock on your neighbor, and say, please can you come and put that heating back on Shabbos. There's no din rem is needed, because it's a din of choyla kol gufoy. Whenever a person's a choyla, not sakon, if it's sakon, even he should pick up the phone. I'm not talking about sakon, I'm talking about a person who can posh unwell. Unwell, in bed. Then, you can ask a goy before he comes unwell. That's the way he comes unwell. Avadi is a chayla, avadi, ask a goy. But even before he comes unwell, you're scared he might come unwell from this terrible cold. You're allowed to call a goy clearly, without any remez, and ask him to put that heating on the chest. So over here, because the klal is, you can ask a goy to a malacha day raisa for you, b'mokum chayla. Now, over here, avada, young children around, and it could be even adults. Being stuck in the cold there on the motorway. There's no shaila about it, a person who can't afford it. So Meila, you could ask a goy to be able to drive them home before Shabbos, even if you're going to arrive on Shabbos, because the maisa chayla kol gufoy. Practically, how you gonna get a goy to pick you up on the motorway where I was? The maisa, the chayla, the only answer would be you call a taxi maybe to come on the other side of the motorway where there's no traffic and stop there illegally on a hard shoulder. Yeah? And somehow, at your own risk, be very careful and cross the motorway.
It's closed, it's not shut.
It wasn't closed.
Hang on.
The other side was open. Ground, the people came from Gates to Manchester for 4 hours that day. Even the other direction.
My son came from Gates that day, he saw the fire.
Oh. So that took 4 hours probably, you know? That's what they say.
Didn't he just missed it? He missed out. He saw the fire.
Oh, you got there early. Okay, sure. Well arranged. The Maisa, the traffic was going quite slowly on that side. It was shy to cross the road. But the Maisa, that would have been the only answer how to get home for Shabbos. But the Maisa, there's another problem we have to sort out. Very nice. So the goy brought you back to Manchester. Your car, he left there. Because what's he doing? He's not going to walk to your car. He's going to come with his car. He doesn't want to leave his car there. We'll bring his car, take you home, and we'll leave your car there. So you left your car there abandoned on the hard shoulder. If you manage to get there.
Yeah.
You manage to get home for Shabbos. But there's another shayla. If you were there, Bein HaShmoshes, if that goy only picked you up at a time when it was already Shabbos, then you were Koine Shvisa there. Wherever a person is at Bein HaShmoshes, at Shkia, and Bein HaShmoshes, that is the way it's Koine Shvisa. He's got 2,000 amas, plus four maybe, for that area. When he gets to Manchester, he's outside his tchum. He's long outside his tchum. Now there's a Mishrabura Paskins, to Mishnah, that if a person in Tofei, Misha Yotza Chutz Tchum, somebody who went out of the tchum, even B'Shoigug, Afilo Amo Achas, Lo Yikonis, cannot get into back into the town. Ve'enoel Adalat Amos, he only has four Amos. Wherever he is, wherever the goy will drop him off, you have four Amos, that's where he stayed for Shabbos. Four of these, not very long.
He takes him back home to his house. The goy takes him back to his house.
Drops him off.
Let's see. We want to talk about this. Has he got a head to take him all the way back to the
house? It's more than four amas from the car to your front door.
Right, that also might be if you haven't got a driveway, what are you going to do?
You
get
outside, you get ill again.
Sorry?
You
get ill. That's the chayli arrange to be able to. Amaisa, there is a din. There is a din. Mishnah states in Erevin, if a person, if Goyim, let's say, removes somebody by force, or another oinus, they took him out of the tchum. So normally you only have Dalad Amos. If they put him in an area that's walled, you have the whole area. If you're in a walled area, it's Kuloi Kedalad Amos. Someone will put me here on Shabbos, even though it's more than four amos to get to the door, doesn't matter. It's all surrounded, it's no problem. You've got the whole area. But anything that's Mukav Mechitzas is Kedalad Amos gone. So Shus HaYochit is Gedalas Dalas Lam. That's if it's Mukav Mechitzas. Now there is a shita of the Ramban. The Ramban holds the ear a town, even if it's not Mukav Mechitzas. The fact that it's a town It's not a middle of nowhere, it's called a Kadal Adamas. You can walk the whole town. It's a Shitta Yechidah, which the Maisa, Bialoch, is not so happy with. Now, over here is a Shaila. How far am I allowed to tell the guy to take me? Every time he presses on the gas, he's doing another Issa Deraisa. Do I tell him to take me just to press which? Or by Tesco over there, off the motorway. Now I'm in the air. Well, they say, no, it's not the Ikha Alocha. I should rather go to where? So here the Shaila to where? The Maisa, Mishavur brings down, that if there's an Eruv in the town, so you've already got Tzuras HaPesach. That's a Mechitza. That's also Kulei Kedal Adamas. For all the Shittas. For all the Shittas. If you're in an Eruv, then it's Kulei Kedal Adamas. So here I've got a Shaila now. Should I tell him to take me to Tesco area? It's out the Eruv, I think, that area. But at least I've got the Ramban. I've got the Ramban. And then I won't be over asking a guy to do Melacha D'Raisa. Or is it better to try to get more Shittas and tell him to take me all the way into the Eruv and then walk on from there? So the Maisa, L'Chayra.
When are you telling the guy to do it for you?
Right, when are you going?
Before Shabbos, I mean, before Shabbos, telling him to do it.
Doesn't matter. The din of Amir La'akum is even if you ask him on Monday morning. If I'm not allowed to ask a guy on Monday morning, come to my house on Shabbos and switch my light off. It's called Shlichus. Shlichus is Toilo when it's done. He's going to do it on Shabbos. And when he does it on Shabbos, you know, I did. The Chazon Sefer says, Grad, there's enough come in and two reasons. If you're allowed to ask a guy before Shabbos, do it on Shabbos. The fee with Dabba Dollar, the Dibbo, was on Monday. That's fine. But the fee the time of Shlichus, it's telling when the guy does it. He does it on Shabbos. I can instruct him on Friday afternoon, it doesn't help. And the same the other way around. On Shabbos, I can't tell a guy, come on Monday morning and do a job for me. Why? When he does it, I say it's Monday. It doesn't matter. But Dabba Dollar tells you, you can't do this speech on Shabbos. So the Chazon Sefer says, enough come in. You can't do any Amir La'akum either on Shabbos for Shabbos, or on Monday for Shabbos, or on Shabbos on Monday. You cannot ask a guy to do something. So the Hiddush Shaila is the Chayra, it's better to ask a guy to drive you all the way into the Eruv and then walk. Because most of you have, much more Rishon, the Bialoch is not happy b'chlal about the Yisrael Ramban, that is Kedal Adamas. And Meila, Avadi should tell the guy to drive you into the Eruv. Whether, yeah.
Going away from the carnival, to a carnival the Eruv. Let's say you're staying in a hotel, and the guy will always put you in the hotel. So you don't have to ask them. The problem is the job. He lights on, lights out.
You're not asking the guy to do anything there. You're not asking the guy to do something for you. But to make sure you don't benefit from it. Turning the light off won't benefit. You didn't ask him. The hotel arranged it. That's not how you do it. A Yiddish hotel will have to ask a Shaila what to do. But a Maisa, you're in a kosher hotel, you've got nothing to worry about. Now, to the Maisa, L'Chayra, it's better, Avada, to get into the Eruv. Whether you should drive home, get him to drive you home, or get out earlier, that'll be Toyla, how young the kids are. If the Maisa, if it's Shaykh for you to walk home, and Avada, you should get home, get out as soon as possible, not to get an enemy from a guy doing Issa Deraisa for you every time. If the Maisa, you've got young children, or older people, and the Maisa is going to be hard to walk from when you get into the Eruv home, so you get him to drive you home, and L'Chayra. Now let's go over what you're going to do about your car. Is there any heter to get your car home? So they offered me, if I go onto the hard shoulder, and comes my Sabbath, I'll abandon the vehicle, and they'll, when the lane clears, they'll pick up my car, and I'll be able to pick it up after Shabbos. But let's say that Eitzah will not have been. Will there be any Eitzah to get my car home? If they say, either it's this car or you're gone. Forget it, we're taking your car away. Either you drive, or we're taking your car and you're not getting it back. Is there any Eitzah to get your car home? We said, there's a head of Chayloko Gufoy, L'Chayra, to get yourself home. You get your family home, you get call a taxi, cross the motorway somehow, and get back into Manchester for Shabbos. What about your car? Is there any Heter? What's the Heter to get your car home for Shabbos?
Can you ask a guy to drive your car home?
Boss?
Can you ask a guy to arrange some time and job?
Right, watch me the Heter. He's doing a Suida Raisa for you. Why is he doing it? He's not doing it at Tzorech Mitzvah. I got home for Shabbos.
You pay him,
he's doing it himself.
You pay him, he's doing it himself.
Oh, well, what's the Heter to do that? You can't ask a guy to go do something, I'll pay you for it. And my is good, it's the Raisa for you.
Just not to do it on Shabbos, you can do it after Shabbos.
They're not allowed to leave that vehicle. That vehicle is not here. It's here on Friday night. It's gone. You've lost it. So Lamaisa, there's a very interesting sugya in Shabbos that's not so Well, one thing that's so applicable nowadays. The mamish, this ma'aseh that happened to me, the chayyah, this is mamish a classic case for this. Kiyum of this shayt. The Mishnah Shait in Shabbos, Kufun Gimel Amad Aleph. A person who is b'derech, Mishu bo b'derech. Now, who is bo b'derech when Shabbos comes in? Hopefully, he's in the town. But a ma'aseh, in this case, Mishu bo b'derech, v'kidei sholav ayoyim. A person was bo b'derech at the time when Shabbos came in. V'hoya imay mois, we're talking about in those times, he was walking, and he had some money. He had a lot of money on him. And he's got a chamor. He's got a goy there and his chamor. So he says, you're not allowed to put his money on the chamor, because his mitzvah al shvi sasai. He has to make sure the chamor stays in. And on noy saying, kisoy le'ene Yehudi lo ilichoylo. He's allowed to give his money to a goy and tell him, you take this, I can't take this. You take this for me to wherever I need to go. On the Motzei Shabbos, he pick it up. And even if you don't pay him for it, it's fine. What's the reason? It's not the Gemara. Even though the goy is a shliach, every time you ask a goy to do something for you on Shabbat, it's ki'ilu you did it. So what's the point of asking a goy? Sorry? Oh, Rekvega asked the Gasha, I ain't shlichus to you. So Rekvega, yeh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. L'chumra, we say yeh shlichus la'akum. And I can have no ain't shlichus, but yeh shlichus l'chumra. So choy, what's the heter to ask a goy to go and take your money home for you that you can do yourself? So the Gemara, Yekilu Chachomim, Mishum Zekim Lohu, Chazal Nu, Adam Bo Olam Moira, like you said, Adam Bo Olam Moira, a person, when money is that, is the Shaila, that triggers a person, V'ilo Yishor Yisvei, if you're not going to be mattering to ask a goy, Osi Lidei Isol Chomo, he himself, Rachman Yitzvam, the Yid will do it himself, Shiyelich Da Adam, Mishus Arabim, he'll do it himself. When there's a big expense involved, we're not talking about £2 or £3, there's a lot of money involved. Chas v'sholem, a person might himself have a big Yed Sahara and be over the Issa Shabbos. Amir Chazal said, Amir Lachim to Drabonon, we'll back off from the Drabonon in order to become the Deraisa. In order that you won't be over Issa Deraisa, we'll tell you, Enochami do Amir Lachim Drabonon. So Lachoy over here, Chay, this will be the case. I feel a person's very stark. A Kaddish Shabbos, but a Maisa, Chazal Masakin in such a case, when there's a lot of money involved, a person has to give a lot of money, there might be a Chashash that he's going to do it himself. Then, L'chayra, there'll be a Hetzah to ask a Goy to do it for you. Elachlami, is that better if you tell the Goy you're going to pay for it? You're paying for the work, then he could be doing it for himself. And there's another Maila, Meshas, he does this, that there's a, like a person, has to make sure that he mustn't go out the tchum. All his chafetzim are not allowed to be taken out the tchum either. I'll give you an example. I remember the shayla was like this. Somebody went from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak for Shabbos. And there was somebody in Yerushalayim, a neighbor, who wanted to borrow, he was making a simcha, and he wanted to borrow this person's chairs. There was a big shayla. Is he allowed to? Why? Because that the owner of those chairs is in Bnei Brak. Now that person can't come to Yerushalayim for Shabbos because it's out the tchum. So it's the halacha of his chafetzim is ke'ilu in Bnei Brak. And they're only allowed to move Dar Adamus. The din of tchum is not dafka on the person, it's also on his chafetzim. Wherever his chafetzim are, they've got the same tchum as the owner.
Even if they're in another town.
Oh.
Even if they're in another
town. That is what that
is. They're restricted to Dar Adamus within that town.
Dar Adamus, because it's out of Tchum. It's out of where the person's Tchum is. The Maisa, the Shaitz are over here, Be'emus, taking the car home with all the Chafetzim, there's also that guy who's going to be taking out your Chafetzim out of Tchum. So maybe the better thing would be, if it's possible, to be mafkir your car. Hopefully no one will take it. Be mafkir your car and your Chafetzim, and that way, there'll be no Issa on the guy taking out the your chafetzim wouldn't have gone out. If it's possible, I got other. But Bahala, it's not shaykh to do all these things. But if you arrange beforehand, we've spoken out, the Maisa, the Chayra should be able to get home safe
and sound.
People
have to hear you saying Hatka.
Sorry?
Hajj Mafkri.
Yeah, so the Maisa, the Chatzchel is normally supposed to do it in front of three people. If you're not three people, you do it in Benurim and Atfez also. Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we won't get to such a matzah. Amal, you speak it out, we'll take away the sibbat after that. I have to come and turn up the matzah. I'll just finish off with an interesting chinuch we find in this week's parasha. I'm not sure how you'll do it, is. That's what I'll speak out. This week's parasha, parasha Vayishlach, there's a love of eating Gidan Oshe. Lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael, it's Gidan Oshe, and it never comes to our plate, Baruch Hashem. But there's a love. There's a very interesting chinuch regarding this love. Mishiroshe mitzvah zu. What is the sheirish of the mitzvah of Gidan Oshe? Kedei shiye remez li Yisrael. It should be a remez. Sha'af al-pi shi yisovgu. Tzorois rabois begolius. Rachmona Yitzlan, later we see that Klal Yisrael suffer a very lot in Golus. From whom? Miyado Amim, from the Goyim, Yad B'nei Esav. And it's taka shver. We can take a chizuk from the Issa of Gidan Oshe. Why? Because from the Gidan Oshe, zot the chinuch we see, sheyu betuchim shlo yevgu. Klal Yisrael can be batuach, that we'll not get lost. El lo'oilom yavoy tzaron ushmom. Forever, Klal Yisrael's children will be in the sky. Moshiach would come, will take us out from our troubles. Ubazochrom tomid inyan ze, alidei mitzvah shetiel izikaron. Yamdu be'amunosom v'tzitkosom lo'olam. If Klal Yisrael have this belief, they'll be able to be mekayim in God. Where do you see this? In Gidan Oshe. V'remez zehu, lefi sho'osei malach, the malach of Esav, shenulcham Yaakov Avinu, Shabbat Kabbalah, we know, Shoyosoy Shal Esav. What did the Soyosoy Shal Esav want to do? Rotzol ha'akroi le'yakri ben o'ilom. He wanted to get rid of Klal Yisrael, the Zaroi, his generations to come. V'lo yochoyloi. He couldn't overcome Yaakov. But, v'tziaroi b'negiyas ar-yerech. Yitaka caused him pain. V'chein Zara Esav, mitzayr le'zera Yaakov, adayim azeh. Zera Esav, the Goyim are trying to uproot Klal Yisrael and be mitzayr them. V'la besoif. But we have to know, at the end of the day, T'yalem Yeshua Mayhem. We'll have Yeshua. K'mo Yishivotinu, Ba'ad, like we saw by our father Yaakov Avinu, Shezorach Oloi HaShemesh Rufuosai. The Shemesh came out and healed him. B'noi Shaman Hatzar. Kein Yizach Lonu HaShemesh Zad HaChinuch, B'tziyat HaDishman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring out the Shemesh on Moshiach. Yirpa'enu, He'll heal us, Mitzareinu, V'yigaleinu, Omeim Heri, Omeim.
Why is that? Why did it get out?